bing, bada boom, Walford's are back in the room. Hello, everybody.
Nailed it.
I hope everyone is well. We are back the Walford way with a very fun topic this time around.
Yeah, we've had some pretty heavy topics for the past three episodes.
I cry all the time.
So we're going to make it lively. Well, not lively, but fun.
Just dial it back, you know?
Yeah, make it fun. Make it fun. All right. So the question of the day, which do you prefer, watching movies at the theater or watching them at home?
I know this answer for you already.
Yeah, but you answer first.
I actually like it in the theater, and but it depends. It's a very, very hard thing to answer, because, like, okay, for instance, Venom, the movie, when that came out, I'd rather watch that at home than in the theater. I'm not gonna lie, I don't care for Venom that much. Like, I think he's a cool character and I love the character Venom, but the movie itself wasn't really super appealing, so I was like, I can wait for that to come out on DVD. But for, like, Avengers or something like that, not the first one, not the second one. Okay, Infinity War, I had to see in theaters, because it was like the climax of the big event, or at least I thought it was, and then they had a second part, but that was supposed to be the beginning of all of the end. So I was like, okay, I have to see that in theaters. Same thing with Endgame, as much as odds of that happening is very slim. But it's really, if I had to make a choice, like, right this right second, I have to say in the theaters, for sure.
All right. So for me, the answer is at home. I'll tell you why.
Even though Fast and Furious comes out, she's going to drag me to the theater.
I don't know.
And I don't like Fast and Furious.
Family. But anyway, here's the reason for me. And my reason is very specific. I am a Jamaican woman who grew up in Jamaica before I moved to Canada. All right. In Jamaica, as with everything we do, we are a vibrant people. And I understand Canadians are always cold, so it's kind of harder for you to be excited about. I'm joking.
I don't know where you're going with this.
But anyway, when I go to the theater to watch movies when I was in Jamaica, it's a communal experience, right? Like, we're all there feeding off each other's energy. When you're in Canada, you might as well watch a movie at home, because you can't even talk to the person that you came to the theater with, much less anybody else. Right? It's just this dead silence staring at the movie screen. Now, if you like that, great. Culturally, I don't like that. I want to laugh my ass off if something is funny. I want to gasp if something is scary. I'm not a robot. So theaters in Canada, you have to sit there like a mannequin and be quiet the whole time, or someone's going to try to shush you. Now, the last time we went out and someone tried to shush me.
Avengers Infinity War.
So if anybody listening who knows me personally, you know that didn't go well. If you don't know me, based on my tone right now, you can know it did not go well. I don't want nobody shushing me when I paid money to sit here and watch this movie, just like you did.
The funniest part, right? The person who shushed her, when he realized who he had shushed, he had to walk the other direction.
Yeah, it was hilarious because he was like three seats away from us, right? He's like, shh. So I said, hello, it's a movie, right? It's not a funeral, so I'm not going to be quiet. And then, of course, Jamal is like, all right, babe, let's relax. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to relax.
Yeah, okay? telling her to relax is,
yeah,
makes it
worse. Yeah, that's like putting fire on top of fire. So anyway, long story short, if that has to be my experience at the theater, I will jolly well keep my ass home, make my microwave popcorn, and laugh and scream as much as I want in my own house. So no, I'm not paying at no theater for nobody to shush me. All right?
Don't you best believe if Black Panther 2 comes out, she's in the theater.
I'm not going.
Yeah, she says that now.
Nah, I swore off it. The last movie I went was because my mom wanted to go. And she wanted company, and it was girls, that thing with Taraji about what women want or whatever, and we made a day of it. I'm not going to the theater anymore unless we can do some special thingamabob where we can rent the theater out and all our friends can come or something.
Who has money for that? Who has money for that?
Birthday parties and stuff. I'll do that.
You're gonna have a birthday party every big movie release?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I'm not. Yeah, no. So the answer is no.
We go back to Cineplex. Weren't you guys here like last month? Yeah, it's our birthday again. We're renting this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna start IDing people.
But it's not. It doesn't matter. It's not free. We're paying for it. If I want to celebrate my birthday every month, that's my choice. But yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah. Theaters for me. I like the theaters. It's fun.
All right. So let's get into
the meat of it.
Yes.
Well, I hate when you do that. You just put me on the spot. You know, I just blank out when you do
We're
that.
Literally. Planning this and I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
babe, you know what we're gonna talk about.
But because you looked at me and I got nervous.
You're so ridiculous.
You know what happens when I get nervous? I just blank out.
Our topic for the day is movies then and now.
Thank god I was sweating.
This is what I have to live with, right?
The best.
But yeah, because we were just talking the other day about, like, not even just movies, but TV shows, too. But we're just going to focus on movies for this one.
Yeah, like why Harry Potter sucks.
Anyway, that was blasphemy.
I'm joking.
And the next time you hear from me, I might be divorced. But anyway, So movies and the then, obviously, because we are millennials. The then is like, you know, 90s movies, the movies we grew up with, all right? We're not going all the way back to Casablanca and Gone with the Wind and whatever.
That's my mom's favorite movie.
Yeah. But, so what do you think? Like, what were your, let's say, two things you think that are very different between movies of now and movies of back then?
They're well animated, I'll tell you that much. God damn, the animation on the movies of today has come very, very, very long ways.
Yeah, in a good way, right?
Yeah, in a very good way, in a very positive way.
Yeah.
The negative, and this is mostly like pertaining to like children's movies, because again, we bring this up almost every podcast, and I'm gonna keep doing it. We have a son.
We are a family, after all.
We have a son, and we sometimes have to watch children movies.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you have your sneaky little comments for more adult content, which I don't exactly agree with.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one negative thing compared to back then. If it was a children's movie, it was a children's movie. It stayed at that.
Yeah. I agree. For me, my two things would be, one, trailers.
Oh, Jesus.
Trailers.
You see a trailer,
man,
in today's day and era? You need at least, like, every... The movie has like four trailers. Four. The teaser, the NFL Super Bowl TV spot, the trailer, the compilation of all the trailers with an added feature trailer.
Yes, that's, yeah. And to me, in the back back in the day.
I was like, where are you going?
Just fall over and fall asleep. Back in the day, a trailer was like 30 seconds.
You get the one.
And the trailer was just enough to whet your appetite for the movie. And from that one trailer, you would decide if you want to see this movie or not. That's it. And the trailer is not going to tell you the entire backstory, front, flashback, everything of the movie. You watch a trailer today, you might as well just don't bother go to the movie. You've already seen everything. Because, like, even Aquaman, which we still haven't seen.
I'm dying to watch that movie.
As of today, when we were recording this.
Whenever this ends up coming out.
Right? We refuse to watch the trailers because I'm like, I'm not going to see any spoilers. And I want to be wowed. I want to just watch the movie for what it is. I already know what Aquaman is about. Right? I don't need to see the trailer. If it was a movie, you know, where, let's say, Freddy versus Jason, when, not even that, because you've already would have known
really
Freddy and Jason. And I'm just using, like, the most random example. Let's say when Freddy Krueger just started coming out, right? Nightmare on Elm Street. And you had no idea what that was. Then it makes sense. You watch the trailer. It gives you an idea, right?
Yes, sir.
No, it's like you're seeing everything. The whole plot of the movie is in the trailer. So the only reason you're going, to me nowadays, is like for numbers. Is for them to boast that they made this much $1 million on opening weekend. I don't even remember people caring about that so much in the past. Maybe because we didn't have the internet.
We didn't have the internet either.
You're right. And that too, I think, is driving it up. So that's one, the trailers. The next thing is clear-cut genres. When you watch a horror movie, it was a horror movie. It was scary and it was grotesque. When you watched a thriller, like a crime thriller, it has a formula and it's, you know what to expect. Nowadays,
there's a genre just, with a subgenre in it.
Or yeah, it's just like you have superhero movies and everything else.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the landscape we're in today.
Yeah, that's what it is today. It's like you barely find any pure genres right now. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing.
I'm happy as hell.
But at the same time, I kind of miss that. Because let's say you plan to watch a comedy, right?
Yeah.
But
Shazam,
the comedy ends up being this mixture of you know, heavy tragedy.
Yeah.
So at some point, yeah. And you're like, I didn't want this, or I would have gone to watch a drama,
yeah.
You know, or vice versa. You go to watch a drama, but half of it is a lot of like misplaced humor because they're trying to put everything in one.
Yeah.
I don't really like that. So those are the two things I would say: trailers and the genres.
I definitely agree with the genre thing. I think that needs to figure itself out because as happy as I am, since I love comic books and superheroes, and I have an abundance of superhero movies that I can watch, except for Marvel, because I don't really watch Marvel stuff. And yes, fine, the DC Universe movies haven't all been great.
They also suck!
But I'll watch them, all right? I'll watch them. But I mean, even when I was looking into a review today for Shazam, because I was very curious. I'm kind of on the fence with that movie, but now I'm confident that I want to see it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Is more so? It's more of a comedy than it is a superhero. It's a superhero character in a comedy situation. I don't really know how to explain it. It was weird to me because when I think superhero movies, I think action and a thought out story plot happening. When I see the Shazam trailer, it doesn't even look like it's for me. And B, it takes on this heavy comedy thing that's going on. So I was like, okay, so is this a comedy movie or is this like a heavy story driven movie? Like I didn't know what to make
of it. It's pretty much like Deadpool. If you want a perfect example of what we're talking about, Deadpool is a superhero movie that is more of a comedy than anything else. And it's artfully done, okay? So it's okay to do that with Deadpool.
I didn't like the first one, by the
way. But not everybody likes that. And I mean, again, life is not about pleasing everybody, but I'm just making a comparison because Deadpool, if you don't know what that is a, I want to say he's almost an, what's the word? Anti-villain?
He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, anti-hero, right. Anti-villain.
I was like an anti-villain.
That's what is wrong with me today? I'm just speaking garbage. Oh. He's an anti-hero in the sense that
He's a hero, but he does bad
things. Yeah, he does bad things.
Yeah, to get
and
justice done.
A lot of Marvel characters, to me, are anti-heroes because they're literally blowing up entire countries and killing people everywhere they go, but they're still considered heroes. But
Avengers 2.
But not only is he an anti-hero, it's Ryan Reynolds being an anti-hero. So it's extremely funny.
It's hilarious.
And it's not like any other superhero movie you've ever seen.
The first one wasn't that good, though. The first one was okay.
And then it's like, I think almost because of that, a lot of other superhero movies are now following in that, and all the quips and the one-liners.
But you see, that's the problem that I have with some of the Marvel movies, because they try and replicate it. But the one thing you have to understand is the Deadpool movies themselves are very self-conscious about themselves.
Yeah, they're meta movies. They're movies about movies. And yeah, movies about superheroes, about movies. And
so, like, they understand the world that they're in, and they poke fun at it. Like, that's what makes Deadpool so hilarious, because Deadpool knows he's a jackass of a character, and he continues to exploit it, and he's continually conscious of it. That's why it's funny. Not because you can come up with some Terminator one-liners and quips and stuff. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. But yeah, so those are, like, the two things for me. And overall, you made a good point when you said, you know, we live in the internet age. I would love to do a comprehensive study on the impact of the internet and pop culture.
I already had enough stuff to study for. I don't want to study.
You're so, like... Anyway. So many things are different only because we have the internet. And movies are definitely one of them. Because that's another reason for all the trailers, I think. Because they can get them out there faster. Right? In this internet age.
And it's more accessible.
And it's more... It's cheap. It's free in some points in terms of putting it on YouTube. And not only is it free, you make money from doing it. Yeah. Because you get the views and...
generate views, yeah.
And whatever. So it shapes so much of our world without us even realizing it. But I'm also saying that the internet has also changed movies, right? Because with the internet now, with memes and, you know...
social justice.
Yeah. It's like they incorporate so much into movies that it takes away from the genre of the movie itself and from just developing a plot. Like, remember you just watch a movie and the movie is all about girl falls in love with guy, and at first girl refuses guy, and guy has to do some grand romantic gesture to get said girl, and the end.
Now it's either the guy is soft and he looks like a punk, or the woman is selling herself short and she's pathetic because she doesn't follow this feminist movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree with social justices to an extent. I think they're a little bit bloated. And they...
Okay, babe, maybe you need to elaborate on what you mean you don't agree with social justice.
It's just that I agree with it to an extent where it's like it's used properly. But if you're using it for self-gain and for greed tactics or exploiting, then I think it's wrong. Like, for instance, and here we go. We're having a deep conversation, which I was trying to avoid. this is gonna be very short. Captain Marvel.
For I knew one, what's coming.
Because we have a group of friends that we hang out with. Yes,
literally
we...
two people.
No. We got two more the other day. yeah, we're pathetic. Anyways,
four friends.
Captain Marvel. A lot of people were saying that, you know, this is for girls and girl power and girls again. And it's just like, even to an extent with Black Panther, this is for black people. This is a black people movie and blah, 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 blah. And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. I appreciate that Black Panther went and did the things that it did. And I have a lot of respect for it doing it in the landscape that we live in today. And to an extent, I even agree with how Captain Marvel... I haven't seen it, so trust me, like, I'm reserving judgment and everything for it, but if it's done the right way, I have a lot of respect for how Captain Marvel even went about doing it for a good female representation for a superhero movie, even though I already felt like Wonder Woman did that already. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having more women out there doing great movies and big roles. I support that wholeheartedly, as long as you do it right.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say is don't use the movie to push your agenda, right?
Yeah, I don't like that because it's just annoying. Because when I go to see a superhero movie, I don't want to worry about XYZ. I want to worry about what I'm watching, like what the story is telling me, not what everyone in the crowd and in Twitter is saying. I don't care what those guys are saying. Who cares?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Because with the internet now, it's like...
Damn you, internet.
I'm even going to say a little bit of Black Panther, but it wasn't as heavy. The difference, and obviously we're black people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be biased. I don't care. I'm a black person.
Yep.
That's just what it is. Yep. Right? I'm biased in the sense that it's I cannot separate myself from it because I am a black person. It's a movie about black people. That's what I'm trying to say here. But I'm just saying that Black Panther is a movie based on a superhero that was written decades ago by a white man, right? Or a company owned by a white man, Stan Lee and Marvel and whatever. But it has a rich story. Right? The background is there. The development of the characters is there. And it follows the superhero formula with, an innocent person goes through some kind of traumatic experience or life-changing experience. They get superpowers. They use their powers to fight evil. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. If that's what your movie is, if you're doing a superhero movie, that's what it's supposed to be. But in this internet age now, we're taking it beyond that.
Yep.
And we're not doing superhero movie. We're doing superhero movie. Sprinkle some feminism. Sprinkle some LGBTQ and all that stuff. Yeah. Because we know that that's what the media is thriving on. And that's what's going to push your movie.
And it's funny.
And give you viewership and make you money. That's what I'm saying.
And I find it funny because it's like, it's the same way I would say, even if... Let's put Black Panther out there because, yes, we are two black individuals. So it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Let's say they put out Black Panther and it was based upon, let's just say, the Black Lives Matter movement or whatever the case may be. I don't necessarily think that's the right way to go about doing a movie to just to capitalize and exploit us as a community.
Yeah.
And that's... And if Captain Marvel is being handled the way I'm being told, because even with the main actress, she's gone on record saying that this movie's not for old white men, this movie's not for men or it's for women and whatever the case may be. Who are you to tell people that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did you really know outside of Captain Marvel that wasn't handed to you already? Like, did you even grow up liking the character in any capacity or whatever? And these white men, older white men that you may be talking about that you don't want seeing your movie, probably knows more than you ever could. And I just find that
about
the character, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that very disrespectful that you would use this movie, a superhero movie, that, you know, again, it's for... all ages to go and watch, and you would just go and attack a certain demographic of people.
Yeah.
To push what? A feminist movement so you can capitalize on more money and stuff like that. And again, feminists and the whatever communities that you guys are a part of, understand, you are being exploited.
Yeah.
They don't care about your wants and your beliefs. They care about how much you garner attention, so they make that bottom line.
Yeah.
That's what's important to them.
Yeah. And again, who created Captain Marvel? Stan Lee. Old white guy.
It was a guy. Right? So, like, come on. Get
and
over
almost
it.
Almost everybody else in the creation of these things were white people. So, yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, and guess what? This can also be positive as going back to Black Panther. Not that it's the only one, but it's one of the most recent ones. And to be honest, the only black superhero movie that we care about. I'm just going to be frank with you. Hitch doesn't count.
I like Blade.
Blade.
I like Blade.
Doesn't count.
Don't hate on Blade.
Okay, because don't Blade was much too gross and don't graphic to count. I'm
don't
sorry.
Do it. Blade
I'm just keeping
is
it real. I'm just don't keeping it real. Back to Black Panther with this. It can work out positively, right? Because the same white people who are benefiting from Black Panther, saw, you know, first of all, there is a purity in the creation of Black Panther in the first place, right? It came about as solidarity with the whole movement for civil rights in the U.S. Actually, after
they had the Black Panther Party actually had to change the character's name at one point because of it.
Because the Black Panther Party already existed, and this is how detached they were from this thing. They didn't know about them until they started hearing people commenting.
Yep.
And they changed him to what, Black Leopard?
I think it was Black Jaguar.
Or Black Jaguar. Yeah. But that was too lame. So we had to bring it back to the original name. But yeah, so just to show you that it did come from a good place. And it shows again that being Black, white, Asian, whatever, doesn't mean you can't be racist. Or, I mean, doesn't mean you have to be racist. It's just people that are racist. They made that choice. Anyway, so it came from a good place. So I get it would be common sense that when it was reinvented in this movie in 2 years ago, that would still garner the same kind of response. It would still come back as a show of solidarity for fighting against racism for Black people in America, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. And they did capitalize on that. They did. Because...
For sure.
You know, these are not Black people who created this movie. These are not Black people who promoted this movie outside of the characters.
And the director.
And the director. It was created by white people. And they benefited from using the internet hype, but it benefited us too
as a community,
and
to try and get us to show that solidarity that the movie is showing.
Yes.
And again, the movie doesn't even come out and tell you that it's only about Black people and us as a nation. It's for everybody.
But it just they did what Captain Marvel did in a different way. Instead of coming out and saying this movie is not for all white men and whatever, they flipped it. Okay, they flipped it and they welcomed everybody to see it, and they capitalized on Black Lives Matter and all of that stuff. And,
but at the same time, it sheds light on it too.
And we took it and ran with it, right? Yep. Children know how a Black superhero to dress up as for Halloween, and people ran out and bought dashikis and whatever
in full force,
right? And they capitalized on us, but it also benefited us. On the flip side, when you take a movie like Captain Marvel and you tell people this is not for all white men, and that's not a positive way of using your influence and using the movie to push your agenda. Yeah. And if you're going to do, and not only that, if you're going to do that and the movie suffers, the plot line of the movie suffers and people leave the movie, not only did you ostracize all white men, not only did you say this is all about feminists, because remember, not every woman is a feminist. I'm going to say it. I'm not a feminist because I don't identify with this new wave of feminism, right? So you ostracize people who are not feminists. You ostracize people who ostracize all white men, quote unquote.
Men in general.
And by extension, men in general. You make the movie plotline crappy. So you can't tell me that this was not an agenda-based movie, because we don't have a proper backstory for Captain Marvel. We don't fully understand her powers. We don't fully understand, you know, what she's all... Everybody I asked, and we did say we didn't see the movie ourselves, but we will, said the same thing. Yeah, you know, she's kind of just like this energy, like...
Yeah, it's not really thoroughly explained.
We don't really know what.
Honestly, the character's been rebooted a million times, so it's like you don't even.
It's ridiculous.
You don't even know which story is the story.
Yeah, so keep that stuff out. Like, if you're gonna use agendas subliminally through the guise of creating a superhero movie, because we live in an internet age, do it right.
Just do it the right way.
Just do it right.
And don't have your actors going off on people.
Don't do that.
That's just creating toxic environments. And again, like, the feminist movement is already under such a microscope with certain other communities of peoples and whatnot. Why would you want that kind of a person to be your front woman, honestly? Yeah. Who's only going to spread negativity and more reason for people to go against your movement. That just doesn't make sense to me. That's like having, Oh man, the actor who played Black Panther, T'Challa, him going out saying this movie is not for you white people, it's only for us black guys.
Yeah, and that would be like a shitstorm.
I wouldn't support that, and I wouldn't even go and watch that. You know what? I do have white friends and things of that nature, and I just find that just retarded when you start speaking that trash. So again, just. For anyone listening and who's a part of these type of movements, and I say with air quotes heavily, just be self-aware. Don't get exploited, please. That's all I'm saying. But back to the lighter stuff.
Are we not? No, I was going to say something else still.
Oh, sorry.
No, but it's cool. I was just going to say, look at Wonder Woman. I think you mentioned it before. Oh my god, we love that movie. Like,
that was my ringtone.
It was his ringtone.
Yeah, love that movie.
In the middle of the night, but that movie is an example of what I'm talking about, because any girl who saw that movie and didn't feel good to be a girl, something's wrong with you. I'm sorry.
You're straight up and down.
like. It was just so empowering.
And it was genuine. It was honest.
And it told a story beautifully of Diana and the Amazons.
Yeah. It gave you the back history. If you didn't read the comic books, the movie educated you. And it did it right.
Yeah. And that's what I'm just saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Because movies are predominantly for entertainment. Right, they're a mass media outlet, and it's not new that people use movies to push agendas. No one is saying that. That's been like for eons, from, you know, communism, fighting against communism, to fighting against slavery and civil rights. All of these things have been used in movies. Movies are a part of society. Movies are a part of expression. But we're just saying, because of the internet age, everything is more in your face. And it's easier then to criticize these things and see them in your face than back then. So just, that's just it for me. Like, I want to see a movie to see a movie.
Yeah.
Some people want to see a movie and analyze the movie and see all the, you know, the Easter eggs and the hidden agendas. Fine. But just keep a balance.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think, in the past, they had a better balance than they do now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad we got that out there, because, damn, we tried, but we couldn't do it.
Back to lighter things?
Yeah. Right. Smiles and whatnot.
And rainbows. All right. Go ahead.
So, we did come up with our own personal top three movies. Mine is more, I winged it. I wanted it to be as organic as possible. I think, Deborah, yours is more planned out.
Yes.
Like, you actually have your list figured out.
So.
Well, so should we do it from, like, one, or should we start from three up?
I'm going to do three up. Right. Actually, I don't even think I have a rank, to be honest.
All right, so it's just any movie. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Doesn't matter. Top three, any particular order, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give me your first one that you think.
Okay. So, the first one is...
Harry Potter. Uh-huh.
Okay, I just saw a person outside through the window. That's why...
We have neighbors.
No, but, like, anyway. The Notebook. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I almost was about to say, what movie's that? And then I just remembered what it was.
He says it... Like, guys, every time I say The Notebook, I've never seen that. I'm like, babe, we watched it. It's the movie about the old people and the woman that lost her memory. Oh, yeah. Next week.
That was actually a good movie.
What's that? I have to do that every time I mention it.
It was actually a good movie, too.
So, anyway, I really like that movie. And I know it's cliche to like it. And I don't care that it's cliche to like it. But I do. Because it was one of the few movies, romantic movies, that I've seen that was just so beautifully told, I guess. And it makes me cry every time I watch it. Every time.
I didn't cry.
I didn't expect you to cry, babe. but it just, it's like, it's my preference, like I was saying earlier, to have a purely a movie centered on its genre and does its genre well. Maybe because I'm an English teacher and I tend to analyze texts in a certain way and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I chose The Notebook as my first one.
For me, the, like, the,
go watch it.
For me, the easiest one off the top of my head is The Gladiator. I love that movie. Yeah. I've seen that movie a million times, and I'll watch it a million times more with Russell Crowe. That movie was amazing from start to finish. Loved it. It had a little bit of a romance story here, a vengeance story, amazing choreography, combat. It was just an all-around good movie, and I loved it, especially that time period, because I'm a sucker for those kind of things. I like historical time period type deals.
Yeah.
So it was just a well-constructed movie. Music especially was amazing. I love the music. And yeah, character development was great. The villain was such a villain. Yeah. Russell Crowe, he did an amazing job. I love the movie. And that's all I can really do, sing its praises. So you want to say your next one?
Okay. Now that you said that, it reminded me of 100 other movies. I know I'm conflicted.
That's so funny.
Because that's the other thing, too. Like, I forget sometimes the movies I've seen. When I was younger, I used to write them down. I used to keep movie stubs. But now my memory is turning into oatmeal, and I forget so many things. And I'm not even 30 yet. But the one I had written down to tell you guys was Fury.
Love that movie. That was another great movie.
Yeah.
Nice war movie.
Yeah, the war movie with Brad Pitt. And again, because it was a good war movie.
It was authentic.
And yes. And not only was it a good war movie, because that's kind of like an oxymoron. Why would you do a movie about war and then call it good? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was, it's just the perspective of the group. The team, the squadron, whatever you call them, and their camaraderie and just the realities of war. With every other war movie I had ever seen, so Pearl Harbor, Saving Private Ryan. Did I ever watch Saving Private Ryan?
I know I have.
I must have.
Yeah, you.
It's one of those that you just
have to. It's one of those you had to have seen, yeah.
It's just, it was just so real in presenting why war is a bad thing. It was not all about the glorification of war. A poem you should read is called Dulce et Decorum Est, and I'll put that link somewhere.
Spell that or something. Yeah, okay.
I'll put that link somewhere to drive home my point. Movies that glorify war to me are not good movies. That glorify, especially from the Allies' perspective, you know, the British, the English, the whatever. Yes, it was great that they defeated Hitler and all that. Not saying that's wrong. But people need to see the nitty-gritty. People need to see, you know, the emotional trauma and, you know, the inner workings, the hard decisions that these innocent men make and end up becoming demonized for, right? And end up hating themselves for and eventually losing their lives for. So that's why I really like Fury.
For me, man, now I feel like changing it.
Yeah, no, say what you had.
So for me, my second one that I came off the top of my head, easy, Lord of the Rings, the whole trilogy. Is that fair?
I guess.
If I had to pick one, I'd have to say the first one,
okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
The Fellowship of the Ring, because it was introducing all of the characters and the lore. Aragorn is my favorite character.
Me too.
I just liked how the adventure unfolded, and the first battle that they had, it was amazing. Another movie with good music. As you can tell, I'm big into music. Like, music make and break things for me at times.
Mm-hmm.
So the music was wonderful. Really loved the music. And the Black Panther album was really good, but that's beside the point. Music was phenomenal in Lord of the Rings. It really set the tone. They knew how to set a tone, I should say. Character developments, again, were pretty good. I hated shit, what's his name now? Pippin and his best friend. Those guys were annoying for me. Other than that, it was Lord of the Rings, definitely a classic of classics, and I love Fellowship of the Ring.
All right. Melon. So my other one, and I had two I couldn't choose from. My other one was...
All right, so pick the main one, and the other one will be in, like, an honorable mention.
Okay.
Because I have that problem right now.
Yeah. Eternal Thoughts on the Spotless Mind. That movie was Jim Carrey and Kate Blanchett. No, not Kate Blanchett. Why did I just forget her name? Titanic Girl. Oh, my God, guys.
This is so funny because I don't know who you're talking about.
No. How could I forget her name?
I don't know.
All right. No, like, stop it. I have to remember her name.
So should I just go with mine then? Or like?
No, I'm going to. No. This is ridiculous. This is what I'm talking about with my memory. My oatmeal memory needs to be stopped.
Someone needs to put an end to it.
Yeah. Like, yo, if anybody has tips on fixing your brain cells, like, please let me know.
There's Lumosity.
Kate Winslet. Jeez. Kate Blanchett. Yeah, Eternal Sunshine on the Spotless Mind. That's my other movie. It was because I tend to like movies that have twists at the end, which is why I love Leonardo DiCaprio so much. Because, you know, Shutter Island, Inception, all of those movies are so well done, and I did not have any of them on the list, which is pretty weird. But anyway, so this movie, right, is all about this guy who met a girl on the train one day. He was going to work, and they fell for each other. And then all of a sudden, he finds out she did a kind of surgery to erase him from her mind. Because she was upset with him and she had her own issues as well. But the whole gist of the movie, without giving away too much, is just the impact of love on the brain, kind of. And it's like this commentary through using a psychological thriller perspective.
Yeah.
Which is still funny and still romantic. So this is an example of mixing genres that worked well for me. So I really love that movie because it was so different. It was almost like those European movies, you know, because I have watched a few French movies as well, and I really like how they do things very subtly and, you know, not so in your face like Hollywood. But it was kind of like that. And I've watched it countless times for that reason. And you always notice something new when you watch it. So that's my second one. My third one, I mean.
My third one was, it's hilarious because this movie is a very recent one. My third one, John Wick.
Oh yeah.
I've watched that movie so many times. You got sick and tired of me watching that movie. The action in that movie alone was just incredible for me. It was like your new age James Bond without all the suave. Which, you know, that's why you watch James Bond, because he's got a lot of suave.
Yeah.
But John Wick, he's just action-packed. He's kind of like, you know, what Statham used to be, in a way. No disrespect to Statham. Mm-hmm. But John Wick is just one of those movies that, from start to finish, it's a nonstop roller coaster. And you have this character who's deceptively, you know, pretty standard dude. Wouldn't really give him, you wouldn't bat an eye and think anything of him, but he's like the most dangerous killer in their whole universe. And just the odds that were stacked against him from the first one and the second one, and he continuously just runs through bad guys like they're just chess pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they execute their action scenes is just incredible. Like for a gun shooting movie, action packed movie, like the choreography on it was just amazing for me. So John Wick was definitely on my list, and again had a good music.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because when he told me about John Wick, and he just John Wick, and John Wick 2 was coming out, and I had never seen John Wick 1, and I'm like, all right, I'll see what it's like. Probably won't like it. And I actually loved it, because for one, I don't really have faith in Keanu Reeves anymore.
Not since Matrix.
Yeah, like, I feel like all he can do is be stoic. And honestly, any other movie I've ever seen him in was not good. But he was made for a movie like John Wick. Because, yeah, again, sure, he's just this stoic, emotionalist, bad guy. Not really bad guy, he's but anti-hero badass, again. Yeah. Who just kills people very efficiently, which is pretty terrible if you think about it.
Super effective.
But it was really well done. I really like John Wick. I'm kind of pissed that there's going to be a 3.
I knew there was a trilogy going into this. So
I was just like,
it's just, I can kind of see, like, the second one still met the first one,
mm-hmm,
but you can kind of see the series waning a little bit, only because, you know, you have to consistently tell this, the bar was set so high, how do you match it? And two, it matched it, but barely. So 3, going into 3 now, and even with the ending and how the second one ended, mm-hmm, if you haven't seen the movie at this point, go watch the movie. I'm going to spoil it right now. When... when John decides that, you know, he's going to go against continental rules and ends up killing someone and did business on continental ground, so now he's been excommunicated by the group.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I thought that was a little stupid, but it does make sense, because homie never had to leave. Like, he would be taken care of, because mm-hmm, he's in their hierarchy, he's a very powerful person, so mm-hmm, he can be taken care of behind those walls, and John could do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, given that the second movie ended the way that it did, and it was executed the way it was executed, John really had no choice but to do what he did. But it's going to be interesting going forward if he somehow magically survives all of this at the end. But fingers crossed, and I still think the movie looks good. So, hopefully John Wick 3 lives up to the hype. Yeah, you have any honorable mentions that we don't really need to go into? We just mention, say the titles?
Like, literally mention, yeah, the honorable mentions?
Yeah, because this podcast could go on forever.
All right.
You say that one more time.
Yeah, so this is an animated one from DC.
One of my favorites.
The Return of the Dark Knight.
Love that movie. Go see it. If you like Batman, go see it.
Yeah, so that's all I'm going to say.
I have a lot of honorable mentions, but I'm going to keep it, like...
Okay, fine. If we're doing more than one, yeah, I'm going to add Alexander.
That,
right,
was a good movie. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. And Harry Potter and...
I'm surprised that wasn't even in the top 3 list.
Yeah, The Order of the Phoenix.
That was the one I liked.
Yeah.
For me, Star Wars, all of them. Yes, except for Solo and the new... 2, like 7 and up. I don't mess with those, all right? Prequels, as much as they get a lot of hate, I like them. And the original trilogy, you damn right. So Star Wars is there. I was going to say Return of the Dark Knight as well. Oh boy, Batman Forever.
Oh God.
I'm just running this list as fast as I can. You know what? No, I'll go on too long. Let's just
leave
it
there. Yeah, we'll be here all night. Yeah. Bye.
So, bada bing, bada boom, waffles out of the room. Thank you for listening. Bye.